Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 420, The Truth About the Power of the Spirit. Why you will not survive these last days if you cannot consistently operate in the power of the set apart spirit of Elohim. The podcast objectives are: reveal the focal source of all spiritual power, reveal why many in this nation are yet under the curse of captivity, and analyze what it means to be a witness and a disciple. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube, or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. The most powerful version of you. Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 232 of our exposition of lawlessness. In the most recent podcast, we concluded a 7-part mini-series revealing the impact of dishonesty, unrighteousness, and defilement within your heart. As you very well know by now, these are the 3 degrees of contempt, to wit, 3 of the most insidious degrees of lawlessness you will face in your quest, which is why it took 7 podcasts for us to analyze their full impact. From now, we must turn our attention to analyzing the degree of holiness which has been specifically designed to eradicate every stronghold of contempt, while initiating the process by which we free our hearts from sin. Enter virtue. Now, it goes without saying that I will in no wise say everything there is to say about virtue in this series. And yet, the first thing I will say about virtue will be one of the most important things I ever say. Consider this. Seeing as contempt is the focal power of debility and a great source of weakness, virtue is the focal power of the set-apart spirit of Elohim and a great source of our strength. Therefore, I encourage you to pay extra special attention to these lessons on virtue. Trust me, there is no one who is consistently operating in the power of the Ruach and has not unlocked the power of virtue. And if you think you are going to survive these last days without power, I advise you to think it over. My dear friends, hear me carefully as I say, if you are to obtain the seal of Elohim and survive the great destruction in these last days, you are going to need power, a lot of power. And as virtue is the focal source of all spiritual power, you're going to need virtue, a lot of virtue. And this, my friends, is the objective of this upcoming series. It is to show you how you can unlock the power of virtue to A, defeat the spirit of contempt, and B, operate in the power of the set-apart spirit of Elohim in accordance to his will, with specific regards to these last days. Now, it is true that you have been operating in his power since the beginning of this exposition of lawlessness. That is, if you are guarding the commands of Elohim in the spirit of obedient faith. For faith and obedience are the fundamental powers of his spirit. But now, we're going to take it up a notch with some next level teaching on one of the most critical, yet often misunderstood spiritual precepts. That is, the process by which we unlock and wield the great power that has been given to us as children of the Most High Elohim. By his Spirit, I will show you the path to the greater works our loving Master promised we would do. Brothers and sisters, hear me carefully as I say, we will not survive the great distress and enter the renewed promised land if we are not operating in his power and his might. If you actually read the text, you know this to be true. And thus, I will show you how I became the most powerful version of me and how you can become the most powerful version of you. Let's get started. They would not walk in obedience and faith. Now, first things first, let's talk about the primary reason why power is so important. This is crucial because many of the false brothers and sisters in our midst have false impressions concerning the power of the set-apart spirit of Elohim. And over time, these false impressions have risen to the level of heresies, which has caused many to be led astray, while others are presently being deceived. Along these lines, many within the extended nation of Israel have become anti-power, to wit, they don't believe in the power of the set-apart spirit of Elohim for the simple but sure fact that they cannot operate in his power. Why? It's because they do not have his spirit. And where there is no spirit, there can be no power. Ergo, the primary reason why these detractors have become anti-power is because they have no power, and they have been deceived into believing that they can be saved without power. Here lies the inflection and the problem, vis-a-vis, even though these individuals have no power, they refuse to accept the fact that their lack of power is evidence of a glaring spiritual deficit, which I will offer as an inflection point. This is one I advise you to bookmark. The primary reason why many cannot consistently operate in the powers of the Ruach is because they are not men and women of faith. We know this because every line of holiness is an evolution and expression of faith. And thus, we conclude the following, which I will offer as an inflection point. Consider this. Every power of the Ruach is an illustration of great faith. Ergo, these powers can only be wielded by men and women of great faith. Now, that was the inflection. Here is the problem. To wit, the vast majority of those within this nation are not men and women of great faith. Quite the contrary, they are dissidents who are heavy laden with doubts and disobedient to guard the commands of Elohim. They are traitors, boasters, blasphemers, thankless, evildoers, fierce, haters, and high-minded. And that's not my word. My dear friends, that's the word of truth. And if you don't believe me, just look around. As I said aforetime, you can hardly find an assembly of righteousness anywhere in our world. And yet, you can find assemblies of disobedience. They're a dime a dozen, and they're everywhere. And they're all being led by incompetent men and women who are not operating in the powers of the Ruach, because again, they don't have his Ruach. And this is the primary, the most basic reason why many with the extended nation of Israel never experienced the restoration of the nation, i.e., the first of the seven seasons in these last days. To their eternal misfortune, they heard the restoration message, and yet they were never restored unto Elohim. Quite the contrary, they are still oppressed and under the curse of their captivity. And when Mystery Babel is destroyed, they will still be here. Now, the obvious question is, why? No doubt, it's because they refuse to walk in obedient faith to the restoration message. As I have often said before, they heard, but they would not do. And thus, the following interest point is true. Many have forfeited the power of the restoration message for the simple but dangerous fact that they would not walk in obedient faith to the message. Here again, this is why the reality is no different now than it was before they heard the restoration message. Brothers and sisters, hear me carefully as I say, the word of truth has the power to transform your reality, but only if you walk in accordance to the word. Now, the truth is, this isn't rocket science. And yet, so many are failing this most basic of tests. Remember, faith is the first grade of holiness, a spiritual order that has 9 distinct grades. And thus, the following is true. The vast majority of men and women in the extended nation of Israel have never made it past spiritual first grade. To wit, they received the set apart spirit, and they did nothing as it pertains to his fundamental purpose, which is to give us power such that we are transformed into the spiritual model of Yahushua Messiah. And in our transformation, we become witnesses to every purpose and faculty of the power he has given us. This includes reigning over every degree of lawlessness. Alas, this is why so many are still under the curse of captivity, as they have failed to wield the power of the Ruach to reign over lawlessness. They have failed to eliminate the source of their captivity, and thus they continue to be under the curse. A disciple and a witness. Now, Acts 1:8 is revealing, but you shall receive power when the set apart spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. My dear friends, Shaul is very clear in this verse, vis-a-vis, it takes power to be a disciple and a witness of Yahushua Messiah. And these are both requirements for our inclusion within the renewed nation of Israel. To wit, we must be disciples of Yahushua Messiah, and we must be witnesses of his power. Now, the disciple requirement speaks for itself. To wit, how can we claim to be disciples of a man who operated and the power of the Ruach, and then fail to operate in the same power when he expressly said that we would do greater works. This brings us to the witness requirement. This also speaks for itself. For how can you be a witness of the set apart spirit of Elohim, the most powerful force in the universe, and yet fail to demonstrate his power? To wit, how can you be a witness to the power of the Ruach if you are unable to consistently wield his power in accordance with the Father's will? Think about it. Now, I trust you are noticing how I continue to use the phrase according to the will of Elohim as a qualifier for demonstrating his power. It is for the following reason, which I will offer as an entrance point. Consider this and be advised. We have not been licensed to utilize the powers of the Ruach for our personal desires, purpose, or gain. Anyone who believes otherwise clearly does not have his spirit. And if they are operating with any form of power, it is on behalf of the kingdom of darkness. My dear friends, you must get this, for many have been led astray on this wise. Vis-a-vis, they desired to operate in power, which is a good thing, but they were unwilling to constrain their desire to the Father's will, which is a bad thing, a very bad thing. Notwithstanding, I would not have you bemused or so taken aback to the point where this work of darkness causes you to abandon all belief in the miraculous. Trust me, the word of truth is very clear on this matter. It is the desire of Elohim that his children use his spirit lawfully to do greater works on behalf of his kingdom. Likewise, it is the desire of the wicked one that we operate without the power of the Ruach, for he knows we cannot be victorious in spiritual warfare without it. And so, the enemy has filled the religious circuit with false prophets who are deceiving the dying nation of Israel into following a path where they can somehow reign with Yahushua Messiah forever without reigning with him here and now. Alas, this is the mindset of the common ruck, men and women who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. And like Shaul, my advice to you is simple. Stay away from them. And if you see them coming, turn away. Now, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 is revealing. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of self, lovers of silver, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankless, wrongdoers, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having a form of devotion to Elohim, but denying the power thereof, and turn away from these. My dear friends, not only is Shaul very clear on this matter, but we have also seen it. In these last days, we have seen many who have a form of devotion to Elohim, and yet they deny the power that comes with a life that has been dedicated to his service. Now, the question of the hour is, what does it mean to deny the power of devotion to Elohim? The answer is sure. It means that someone is attempting to serve Elohim without serving Elohim. Remember, we are witnesses to his power, and thus we must operate within his power according to his will. And the only reason we would fail this requirement is sure, and I will offer it as an inflection point. This is one I advise you to bookmark and never forget. The real and only reason why men and women fail to operate in the power of the Ruach is because they don't want to stop sinning. Quite the contrary, they want to operate in lawlessness and deceive themselves into believing that somehow they are devoted to Elohim. My dear friends, what insanity, what foolishness, what folly. Hear me, O Israel, and consider, how can we be devoted to our Elohim, who knows no sin, when we refuse to eliminate the sin in our lives by wielding the power that he gave us to reign over lawlessness and all sin? The sure answer is we can't, for Yahuwah is on record. He is coming to destroy sinners. And if you would receive it, his messengers have already begun the process of removing the stumbling blocks and those doing lawlessness from the earth. Read the parable of the darnel of the field, you sinners. It's happening even now. Listen to me. The Spirit speaks expressly. The darnel are being removed from the earth while others are being marked for future confiscation. Why? It's because they would rather continue in sin so that they should die, as opposed to using the powers of the Spirit to reign over sin and lawlessness so that they should live. It really is that simple. Now, here again, those who follow this sordid path are false brothers and sisters who are engaging in a satanic model of devotion. Trust me, it may start out as a model of mere false devotion, but in the end, it becomes purely satanic. We know this because you can only work for one of two kingdoms, and all who continue in sin are clearly being employed by the kingdom of darkness. Their devotion is now to their father, the wicked one. My dear friends, we have already proven this in past lessons on faith, doubt, obedience, and disobedience. Ergo, if you are being led by the Spirit, this is an obvious and natural progression. To wit, now that we have unlocked the powers of faith and obedience, we must demonstrate these powers. Explicitly, we must demonstrate the power of transformation unto a sinless life. Now, this brings me to the final interest point I will share on this matter. And this is one I'd advise you to bookmark and consider carefully as we prepare to embark on this next series on virtue. For this series is all about power. It is impossible to demonstrate the powers of faith and obedience if you are continuing in sin. Quite the contrary. For those who continue in sin are not operating in the powers of obedience and faith. Therefore, it should be clear that this upcoming series will be focused on the process by which we translate the powers of faith and obedience into virtue to initiate the first of seven major milestones in our quest, i.e., our victory over our sinful nature and the illicit act of sin, i.e., the sin of commission. Now, I ask you to trust me. This will be an exciting series and exciting times for those who are being set apart and true contenders for the seal of Elohim. Listen to me. Despite the popular opinions of villains and fools, the powers of the Ruach are real, and they are being harnessed by the children of Elohim all over this world as he prepares his chosen elect for the time of the great distress. My dear friends, you must believe me. We are not going to survive these last days without power. Trust me, Satan wants you to believe that, and he will do everything he can to keep you from following the path that will empower you to do all things through Yahushua Messiah. My advice to you is, don't let him win. Yes, this path will be spiritually and physically demanding, but you can do it. You must do it. Your eternal future depends on it. And remember, you already have some power if you are operating in obedience and in faith. You just need some more. And you'll find it in this upcoming series on virtue, the biggest piece to your puzzle for reigning over sin as a disciple and a witness. Now, here is the final word. One of the greatest things you'll ever do is become the most powerful version of you. Brothers and sisters, hear me carefully as I say, this is not some carnal message designed to stroke the egos of degenerate men. Quite the contrary, this is a word of truth designed to set the stage for the first major transformation in the lives of those who have been chosen to obtain the seal of Elohim. Now, let me tell you something, and I ask you to receive this word with all humility. The man or woman you are today is not prepared to obtain the seal of Elohim. He or she is not prepared to endure the tribulation we will see in these last days. Therefore, you must be committed to change. You must be willing to endure every degree of spiritual transformation, understanding that your mastery of each level is pushing you further into the Father's goodwill and preparing you for the evil day that is coming. And I cannot stress this enough. The evil day is coming. Now, this should tell you a lot about virtue. To wit, the first major transformation you will experience upon unlocking the powers of obedience and faith is designed to unlock the power of virtue so you can reign over your sinful nature and stop committing illicit acts of sin. And should you succeed, you will eliminate a major partition between you and Yahuwah Elohim, which will set the stage for you to do greater works, which includes your escape from Mystery Babel and every other obstacle, test, and trial you must succeed to enter the renewed promised land. Until then, I recommend that you maintain a proper perspective and focus on the man or woman you will become as opposed to the man or woman you used to be. For as I have said before and often, there is a power that can make you the best version of you. I know because this power is doing the same for me. Now, here is today's assignment. Meditate on the word you have heard today. And as always, ask the Father to reveal the truth to you. For the children of Elohim live by conviction. And if he has not convicted you, or if you have not heard him concerning these matters, you should pray until you do. Today, I want you to meditate on the word I have shared. We covered a lot of material, so feel free to listen to the podcast a second time if needed, and take notes, and be prepared to consistently experience the power of the Spirit in a way you never have before. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 420, The Truth About the Power of the Spirit. And the next podcast is entitled End Times 421, An Intro to Virtue, Part 1. I will post this podcast on Wednesday, February 19, 2025. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch, continue to pray, continue in fasting, and most of all, continue to be focused, for the end is coming. The end is near.